I'm Mahalia.
And I'm Taya from the Moonlight Mix.
And you're listening on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, September 6, protester Samar Al-Khdour was issued a warrant for her arrest after yelling at Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller when she saw him leave his office. Al-Khdour refused the conditions of her arrest, turned herself in on Monday, and appeared in court on Tuesday. She, along with two other protesters, were arrested and charged with criminal harassment as well as mischief. Al-Khdour had been organizing regular sit-ins outside of Miller's office in Verdun since March, calling on the federal government to improve its visa program for family members of Canadian Palestinians who are still in Gaza. In January 2024, Al-Khdour's 13-year-old daughter, Jenna, who suffered from cerebral palsy and was trapped in Gaza, received the green light from the Canadian government to join her family in Quebec, 2 weeks after she died of malnutrition caused by Israel's siege on Gaza. Al-Khdour agreed to stay 50 meters away from Miller and his staff and to refrain from speaking publicly about the case. However, she said she will continue to demonstrate outside his office. On Thursday, September 12, Concordia and McGill students rallied in front of McGill's Arts Building, calling on both universities' administrations to divest from companies with ties to Israel. Students marched from McGill to Concordia, stopping inside the EV building first, then making their way to the Hall Building, where they formed an occupation. Protesters hung banners that said, "You repress the students, this is how we respond, long live the student intifada." The cops were called on campus as soon as protesters went up the floors. They finished off outside Hall and dispersed in pairs. On Sunday, citizens and rights group assembled outside the Jewish General Hospital to protest against Bill 96. This comes after a recent government directive that aimed to control the use of languages other than French in healthcare settings. The directive stated that only individuals with English language education certificates could communicate exclusively in English with the healthcare and social services system. This also applies to those who only spoke English with healthcare facilities prior to May 13, 2021. The backlash caused by this directive led to a new improvement. Last Thursday, Quebec's National Assembly passed a new motion affirming that Anglophones won't need the certificate to get treated in their mother tongue. That being said, the original directive will remain in force until a new one is rewritten. Protesters hope it will be dropped entirely. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Yo, welcome back to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal at the Loyola campus. I'm your host, Mateo, and if you are a regular listener of my show, you'd know the name of the show as The 514, but I decided to change it because I hated it. I hated saying The 514. It's like if I was in Toronto, it'd be like if my show was called The 6, which I hate. But so for the time being, the name of this show is going to be 514 Core, which I feel like it's pretty on brand to how I am as a person, how the show kind of functions, to where we're kind of just talking about shows going on in Montreal, things relating to Montreal, but also talking about new artists coming up in Montreal. And so I think having that title gives it more of an aesthetic and shows that more being in Montreal, it's less of a it's less of a place, more of a vibe. But anyways, first up today we actually got a kind of a all over the place show. I've been listening to a whole lot as of late, especially the new Magdalena Bay album. That's been ridiculous, and I'm so sad that they're not going to be coming to Montreal for this tour that they're on right now. But there's a lot of really amazing similar synth pop that's coming out as of late. But first up this week, I'm actually starting with the newest Wonder Horse album, Midas, which I've been really loving. Now Wonder Horse, they're friends with Fontaines, which if you're new to the show, I love Fontaines an unbelievable amount. But Wonder Horse are actually a friend of theirs that have opened for them a whole bunch of times, and they're going to be coming to Montreal in January. And I'm a huge fan of their new album Midas, and this we're going to play Arizona. This is Arizona by Wonder Horse off of their newest album Midas. Enjoy.
Snuffing of the flame.
That was Arizona by Wonder Horse off their newest album, Midas, which I've been a huge, huge fan of lately. It's not doing anything necessarily reinventing the genre or doing anything particularly special, but it's just like, I'm the mood for just some really, really well-made indie, and I think that's exactly what it is. I think it's also just, it's perfect for college rock, I'd say. It's like such an ideal college rock anthem sort of album. And so I also love how I've been seeing lately, like albums like Midas or also Romance by Fontaine's DC as of late. Like, it seems to be really popular with kids in high school, which I think is so awesome. This is exactly the kind of thing I know I would have loved when I was like 15, 16, when I was just starting getting into different genres of indie and just starting expanding my horizons. And so glad that this is what's on the market around now, because it's a great album and they're going to be coming to Montreal around January, which is going to be super, super fun. But switching now to a little bit of what I checked out last weekend, actually. Last Friday, me and a couple of the DJs here at CJLO went to the Knitting release show, the Knitting album release show, which was amazing. And one of the bands that I had no idea about before was Ribbon Skirt. Now, Ribbon Skirt they're not a particularly new band. It's more that they had a name change, as far as I understand, and so now they, under this new name change, they have one song that they recently released on Spotify, which is amazing. But seeing them live was a whole other thing. Like, I genuinely loved almost every single song they played. And something I had no idea about is that their bassist is Marlena Moore, who is one of my favorite artists in Montreal. And she just released a new single for an album that she has coming out soon. And this single is called Hungry for God. And I've been really, really loving it. I've kind of described Marlena Moore to people who don't know her as, I think of her like the Fiona Apple of Montreal, which, I mean, I'm open to argue about that, but I really love Marlena Moore. I love this new single. This is Hungry for God by Marlena Moore.
Yeah.
was Knitting with Spirit Gum off their newest album, Some Kind of Heaven. That's probably my favorite song on the entire album. I really, really love that track. It's such a fun, catchy groove, the bass riff. But that was a really, really nice show last Friday, that whole album release. I swear to God, literally all of my, like, pretty much all of indie Montreal artists were there in attendance in the audience. It was made almost entirely of them. Like, that's why I was just, I was describing it to Lisa and Aviva, who I went with. I was like, it was literally like indie Montreal red carpet. Like, that was my Met Gala right there. But it was really, really fantastic. And I think one of my favorites also was Puberty Well, who, like Knitting, are also going to be playing Pop Montreal really soon, which is in literally in like a week and a little bit, which is going to be super exciting. I mean, if you're a fan of pop in any way, or especially indie, I think there's a lot of that. And there's some cool experimental stuff as well. So if you're a fan of any of that, definitely check out Pop Montreal. We've been promoting it a whole lot. So definitely go check that out. It's going to be really fun. I know I'm going to probably be checking out a couple things here and there at Pop Montreal. So definitely check it out. But moving on now, we got another one here from Wonder Horse off their album Midas. It's just such a fun, catchy album. This is Silver by Wonder Horse.
I've always known an anger, and I've always known a shame. I felt it like a hunger before I knew my name. I'm just an empty promise with nothing much to say. So fill me up with poison and pour me down the drain. From the cradle, I'm a bastard from the start, and I killed some pretty people in the hollow of my heart. Spill me all your secrets, I'll sell you off for parts. I'll warm your bed, I'll pull your threads and fill your head with something dark. Sing one just for you, and perhaps you'll meet the gambler, and perhaps you'll meet the fool. And if you listen closely, you'll even get the truth. So enjoy the show, I'll let you go. It's all I own, these empty rooms. So hush now, baby, don't you cry. I know you're sad deep inside. Your broken wings are never fly. You're mine, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 25th to the 29th. You won't want to miss the best upcoming artists from at home and abroad. All across the Mile End, you can check out local CJLO favorites such as Amory, Dresser, Jane Penny, Knitting, Laughing, Night Lunch, Ribbon Skirt, Eve Jarvis, Pool Girl, and much more.
Plus, you won't want to miss legendary international acts such as Beverly Glenn Copeland, Spirit of the Beehive, Manny Fresh, and the list goes on. There's something for everyone, so make sure to also check out Puce Pop, Film Pop, and Kids Pop as well. Check out the full lineup at popmontreal.com. Tickets are on sale now.
This just in.
REVC is no longer on Thursdays. It's Mondays at noon.
Mondays at noon.
Music so good, you'll exterminate.
Welcome back to 514 Core on CJLO 1690 AM here at the Loyola campus. I hate hearing that ad every time. Pop Montreal, just hearing myself over and over ramble on. But thankfully, we're back now with a little bit more of what the 514 has got to offer, which this week I felt like taking a little bit of a look at. One of the artists who was in attendance at the Knitting Show was Never Better Reese, who is one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite projects that's been in Montreal for a little while now. I was listening to a lot of Reese's stuff in the summer, and I have to say it's really fantastic. And they've actually got an album coming out really, really soon. I believe the album name is Leash, and this is a single with the same title. This is Leash by Never Better.
I have made my mistakes. I know I've made none here. I'm so happy you are near. 'Cause someone's gotta hold my leash. Wipe stains on fake.
Thank you.
was CD Wallet by Homeshake off one of his last albums, CD Wallet, by the same title. And honestly, that song is so nostalgic for me because that was the first song. That was one of the first songs I ever played doing a CJLO chart show, which at this point is, what, 6-7 months ago? Which doesn't seem that long, but it's been a very, very wild ride all the way through. But even more fantastic about and why I just played Homeshake is really, really huge and exciting announcement is that on 514 Chord, next show, we're going to be doing a giveaway to go see Homeshake at Pop Montreal. And I believe Freak Heat Waves is going to be opening for Homeshake, which is going to be a fantastic show. Definitely don't miss that if you're interested. That's going to be super, super exciting. But stay tuned for more information about that. But definitely, if you're a fan of Homeshake, definitely give it a thought and enjoy everything else that Pop Montreal is going to have. But I know that that's going to be really, really exciting for myself, at least. But moving on now, we got Cootie Catcher, who are a band who play the same night as the Knitting Release show right across the street. This is How to Fold a Cootie Catcher by Cootie Catcher.
Walking away, stepping off this track. You come a centimeter closer, I'll take a kilometer back. I'm itching my scalp, leaving a dandruff question mark atop my desk, wondering why. It's okay to stop being friends, even if you've been for years. This is the first time. Everything, yeah, and the summer might be the last one for a while.
I'm rinsing my mouth, only got good things to say. I'm smiling at everyone just to see if they smile at me. I don't feel shame, I am just the embodiment of it. I'm dragging a stick along every chain. Drawings, it's when I feel the most closest to them.
That was Ontario Gothic by Foxes and Fiction. And before that was Inference by Foglake. They're actually both going to be playing either next week or... Sorry, they're actually going to be playing next week together on the same bill, which is going to be super, super exciting. But next up now is Sarah Kinsley with her newest album, Escaper, which is super going to be super, super exciting. I've been absolutely loving her newest record, and especially the song I'm about to play, which is Sublime. And she recently announced a tour where she's going to be coming to Montreal super soon, which is going to be super exciting. But absolutely love her music. Gives me Grimes inspiration, gives me a lot of different like 2010 synth pop, but very airy and very, very enjoyable. This is Sublime by Sarah Kinsley.
All the way becomes again, and it takes over me. So dependent on the chemical to settle in. Once again, I hope to feel a glimpse of something. And the way it takes apart my soul every week, wading through the depths of doubt just for a taste of relief. There is light ahead of me. There is light ahead, there has to be.
Why not live despite the pain?
Oh, pretty.
That was That's My Floor by Magdalena Bay. I've been just absolutely obsessed with that album as of late. It's so good. I mean, if you're a fan of just like 2010s synth pop, because I feel like there's just been such a trend lately of getting back to a lot of like Y2K sounds, have that be either with like indie rock, with I'd say more like indie has been like going to stem a lot more back into like the whole 90s thing, especially British indie kind of doing like a whole post Britpop thing, but especially pop is doing like coming back to doing a lot more synth pop. And everything I kind of grew up on, which means I absolutely love it. What you heard right before that was Sublime by Sarah Kinsley, who's going to be coming to Montreal, which is going to be absolutely amazing. I really, really love her. And I love how both her and Magdalena Bay, again, it's that kind of grimesy sound. Sort of both a DIY while at the same time interesting production, which is super, super cool, and I cannot wait to see her live. But next up now, someone I'm going to be seeing next weekend at MTELUS, which I'm super, super excited for, is Idols. Now, Idols have been a band I've been listening to ever since I was in high school, when I was about 15, 16. It was probably the first real punk show that I ever went to. Absolutely fantastic show. But so probably the song I'm going to be playing is off of not their last record, but the one right before, Crawler, which was probably one of my favorite albums of theirs. A lot of people underrate it, but I really, really love that record. It was one of my favorites of that year when it released, and it's the one I enjoy today. But anyways, this is Crawl by Idols.
So
International Projection Mapping Festival, MapMTL, returns for its 9th edition from September 24th to 28th. Don't miss their flagship event, the Digital Block Party, from September 26th to 28th at Skate Park Van Horn. On the program, mapping projections, electronic music performances with Shift Radio, food stalls, creative workshops, all in a neighborhood party atmosphere. Reserve your free tickets on mapmtl.com.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Wednesdays on cfrc.ca.
Welcome back to 514 Core here on CJLO 6090 AM. And just before the ad now, you heard Idols with their song Crawler, which I'm so excited to see Idols again this weekend. They, even though I kind of haven't kept up to touch with them too much, like they're not still necessarily in my main rotation of songs that I'm used to listening to, but I can never take away from the fact that they honestly created like a huge taste in music for me. Like, I think if it wasn't for Idols, I wouldn't have gone down this rabbit hole of them being like, oh, I'm into Idols. Like, and then I got really got into Fontaine's DC, and through them I got into the whole sort of wider picture of post-punk at the time, and that, you know, is huge in getting me into my taste in music. So I'm so excited to see them, and every single time I've seen them, it's been one of my best shows I think I've ever seen, genuinely. Like, I saw them both when they came to Oshiaga a couple years back, and also when I was 16 when I went with my brother to New York, which was insanely fun. And I think if you want to go to a really fun punk show, and if you're not too sure how it's going to be, then absolutely try to go to this Idols show. It's going to be so, so fun, and that's going to happen on Saturday and Sunday, so try to get tickets for either. But next up now, we're probably going to be finishing up the show. But I'll probably... Let me think of what to play. I think to finish up this show, we're going to be playing a song from Winter, who our band, I think, are playing this week. They're playing very, very soon. Opening up for maybe Spirit of the Beehive, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, yeah, let's play the new Spirit of the Beehive song. I've been really... Well, I'm not being too crazy about this newest album from Spirit of the Beehive. I have been really into this single of theirs, Let the Virgin Die. Love the auto-tune vocals. Not for everybody, but I love that kind of stuff. But that's going to be it for me today. Follow 514core on Instagram, because I'm finally, hopefully, going to be posting. And tune in next week on Monday, 3 p.m. To get a little bit of a dose of what's been happening in the scene. But I've been your host, Mateo, and see ya.